This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials from both Ukraine and Russia say hundreds of Ukrainian fighters, some severely wounded, have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in the Ukrainian southern port city of Mariupol. The wounded were taken to hospitals in areas controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Ukrainian officials say they may become part of a prisoner exchange program with Russia. Russia called the evacuation of the troops a mass surrender. Ukrainians avoided using that word, but said the fighters have completed their mission, that they were working to pull out the fighters that remain. The remaining fighters, their precise numbers unknown, remain inside the steelworks that cover 11 square kilometers in a city otherwise controlled by Russian forces. Meanwhile, persuaded by the war in Ukraine, Sweden and Finland this week announced their intentions to apply for NATO membership. The U.S. and European NATO members have welcomed that news. Speaking to reporters outside European Union headquarters in Brussels Tuesday, Luxembourg Defense Minister Francois Bausch says Finland and Sweden's accession to NATO would be a natural development.
Nobody would understand if we would refuse Finland and Sweden to join NATO, because regarding of the values that they are defending, they belong inside of NATO and not outside.
NATO member Turkey, meanwhile, has objected to Sweden and Finland's membership, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying both Sweden and Finland have failed to take a clear stance against Kurdish militants and other groups Turkey considers terrorists. They also imposed military sanctions on Turkey. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said he hopes the alliance would be able to overcome Turkey's objections. Admission of new members to NATO required unanimous agreement among its 30 members. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived Tuesday in Buffalo, New York, to honor victims of a mass shooting Saturday in which a white supremacist targeted black people with an assault rifle at a supermarket, killing 10, the most lethal racist attack since Biden took office. The president and First Lady stopped first at a makeshift memorial outside the supermarket. They also plan to meet privately with families of the victims, first responders, and local officials before the president delivers remarks at a community center. The White House said Biden plans to call for stricter gun laws and urge Americans to reject racism and embrace the nation's diversity. It's a message that Biden has delivered several times since he's become the first president to specifically address white supremacy in an inaugural speech, calling it domestic terrorism that we must confront. Despite persistent inflation that stands at a 40-year high, the latest data shows U.S. consumers continued spending at a high rate last month. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.9% in April. Among those seeing significant boosts, auto dealers with sales up 2.2%, online retailers 2.1%, and restaurants and bars up 2%. Sales were even up after adjusting for inflation. Strong hiring, rapid wage increases, and a healthy level of savings on average have bolstered consumers' financial health despite the sharp increase in consumer prices. The robust April sales numbers are even more impressive when considering retail sales cover only about a third of consumer spending, with the rest going to services. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Somalia's newly elected president is welcoming word that U.S. Special Operation Forces will again be based in Somalia to help in the fight against the Al-Shabaab terror group. From his Twitter account Tuesday, Hassan Sheikh Mohammed thanked U.S. President Joe Biden, calling the United States a reliable partner in its quest for stability and fight against terrorism. The U.S. military has been working for years with Somali forces in their efforts to contain Al-Shabaab, described by U.S. military and intelligence officials as the Al-Qaeda terror group's wealthiest and most powerful affiliate. But in December of 2020, former U.S. President Donald Trump ordered about 750 U.S. forces in Somalia to withdraw, instead having them fly in for periodic engagements. The decision, however, became increasingly unpopular with U.S. military officials who complained of having to commute to work, and with some Somali officials who saw al-Shabaab's forces grow in the absence of a constant U.S. military presence. Repeating this hour's top news story, officials from both Ukraine and Russia say hundreds of Ukrainian fighters, some severely wounded, have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in the Ukrainian southern port city of Mariupol. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.